time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Vile Thrill, have you caught the World Cup fever yet?
Yeah. Watching it every single day.
Thrill? You seem like you're still a little...
We got a World Cup cold.
Yeah.
Not quite a fever.
Warming
although
up.
We plan to get involved this evening.
Oh, excellent.
Be a little more fever pitch, I think, in the Hill household.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tonight's a fun game, too. Can't lose.
Well, sure.
All right, so I think maybe most people don't know this. The United States isn't the only host country, right? It's basically North America. So Mexico's doing some hosting duties. So is Canada. So some of these foods, we have some crazy foods and then kind of just
crazy.
Different foods from different areas.
Okay.
What do you want to start with? Crazy foods or kind of the international foods?
I want to hear the regional stuff because I'm curious, what is Canada doing?
Okay. All right. Up in Toronto, you have a bison Byrani spices from the subcontinent meat Canadian prairie beef. Byrani.
I don't know that Canadian prairie beef is really a big sales pitch for me.
I think it is.
I'm sure it's good. I'm just saying the name. If I saw it on the menu, like, ooh, babe, they got Canadian prairie beef.
Was it like bulgogi or something?
No, biryani?
No, I mean, as far as what it, like, its presentation. Is it just like shaved beef?
I don't know. I mean,
grilled?
The grains swell, the meat stays tender, the whole pot sings louder than any chant, is what they say. A single spoonful will feel like a gold celebration on repeat.
All right.
Okay.
I don't know if a lot of people realize how the massive... Indian influence in Canada.
Oh, God. Especially in Toronto.
Correct. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they have specifically sports announcers for hockey. But they're all, you know what I mean? They just had a huge influx of those immigrants, and they love it. But they're the only ones. I'm going to screw this up. I don't know which language they're speaking, but
I don't know.
Hindu?
Just say Indian.
Yeah, okay.
I know that's not what it's called, but I'm not sure what it is.
All right. Now, Vancouver, you will know what they're
saying. Salmon.
Let me give you a hint.
Oysters.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty generic.
Poutine.
Canadian thing, but think of like...
Tim Hortons.
Like West Coast. Think about us in Vancouver. It makes sense. You're right. It's poutine, but it's a specific kind.
Crab poutine?
No.
Damn.
Plant-based poutine.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Fries. Vegan cheese curds.
Vegan cheese curds? That ruins it already.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because they're not cheese curds. It's just curd.
Exactly. Is that even melt?
Ew, man.
It's a soy curd. Oh,
I would be pissed. If I traveled around the world and you're out for me like vegan, like that's your big thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go down to Atlanta.
Oh, man.
Lemon pepper wings.
All right. Not lemon pepper, but you're right on chicken wings. Jerk spice chicken wings.
Ooh,
oh,
okay.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Yeah. As I say, wings bathe in an authentic Jamaican jerk seasoning. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Smoked over that hickory. Drizzled with a raspberry glaze.
Man, if you can do jerk right.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I think jerk chicken.
Atlanta's going to get
very,
it right.
Very close to just making it so hot you can't eat it.
That's my issue.
If you have a wet spice with jerk, which typically you rub chicken with.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be extremely careful.
Correct.
Fire your ass up.
But here's the thing. It's Atlanta. They're going to get it right. And two, in Atlanta. They don't care if your mouth burns.
No.
No, they don't. But for me.
Right. You and I might be a little different, but yeah.
All right. Now, Seattle, we're kind of famous for the Seattle dog.
Of course.
Do you know what they're offering for this one?
Is there some new topping on it or something like that?
Yeah. I would say think of our influence here. Miles actually brought it up earlier.
So Korean barbecue hot dog?
Kimchi glazed corn dogs. Traditional corn dogs get a Korean twist, fermented kimchi glaze, a hint of goujon, and a crunchy exterior.
I mean, look.
They took fair food from Kansas.
I would try it.
All right,
it doesn't sound bad, but it's just like, okay.
But Korean corn dogs are a different beast. Some of them have like cheese on them. And like,
have you had Korean corn dogs?
I've seen photos of them. All right. I have never gotten involved. But it's like a whole new thing.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give it a try.
And they take it up a level.
Yeah, like I said, I would absolutely try it. It sounds underwhelming, but I'm sure it's very good.
I haven't had a corn dog in a long time, right?
Even the minis.
That's a lie. I had a mini corn dog Tuesday night.
That's a long time.
Two days ago, man.
Jesus Christ.
I've not one in a long time. It's been 48 hours.
Been a minute. You probably used to have any pooped it yet. It's still in you.
Okay. I was thinking corn dog on a stick, but yeah. You're right. Mini corn dogs count. God.
How many did you have?
Well, there was an order of eight, so I had four. We split it.
That's a lot.
You had four corn dogs and did not remember that 48 hours ago.
Jesus Christ, man.
I know where you were then. You know what? That's where I had my most recent one, and that's why.
Well, they just added it to the menu.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Damn it.
Jesus.
All right.
Wait, just... Tuesday.
It's in my lower intestines right now.
Well, right. Mini corn dogs don't count as a corn dog.
Yes, it does.
It's just mini.
It doesn't have a stick.
A foot-long hot dog is still a hot dog.
Right.
If you went home and you ate little cocktail weenies, I mean, you're just eating hot dogs. That's not
well,
the
they,
same.
Are they in cornmeal and deep fried?
No, they're just naked.
Well, no, of course.
No, the corn dogs, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're corn dogs, Dad. They're just small. It's like a miniature horse. It's like still a horse,
exactly.
Man.
It's like a slider. It's still kind of a hamburger.
Right.
I guess you're right.
Jesus.
I guess I just... Somebody
2 days.
Two freaking days.
That's been a long time.
Well, I was very confident.
I slept twice.
I was like, man, I haven't like hunkered down on a corn dog. What about mini ones? Well, yeah, sure, those.
Yeah. Tuesday.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, not even last month. Like 2 days ago, man.
Tuesday. Anyhow, the Korean corn dogs are a whole different thing. I kind of like this one. In Mexico City... You can get a saffron-infused tostada.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. If you know what saffron is, then there you go.
I like saffron. They should serve their churros, man. There's a place in Mexico City, I guess they have like the world's best.
Yeah.
And we accidentally found, like a friend of ours is like, dude, if you can find it, go to this place. I don't know what you know about Mexico City. It is massive, so you don't just find anything. But we were looking for something else entirely. My wife taps me, and she's like, that's the place.
Oh, nice.
We got more churros than any human being should. And trust me, the kids were involved. We took them all down. They are so freaking good, man.
What else was on there? It's kind of interesting. I like down in Houston, you get a coconut lime aqua fresca.
I'm not big on them. My wife loves those things.
I'm big on them now.
Really? Yeah.
But I couldn't find one Saturday when I was down at Burien at their street fair. But I did have a michelada.
What's a michelada?
I don't have to say it like that.
Yes, you do.
It's like a giant thing of beer with, I want to say, tomato juice. And then they line the rim with, like, tahini. And there might be a little, what's the red sauce they put in, like, the aqua fresca? It's kind of, like, thicker. It almost looks like a hot sauce, but it's not.
All right.
They're delicious, man. You can lick the tahini off the
Tahini's
rim.
The best for a margarita, too.
And they, yeah, like, if it's, salt. And generally a michelada is going to be bigger. So, like, the bottle of Pacifico is sitting in there.
Okay. Mm. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's some of the crazy foods they have. Let's see. Down in Miami, you can get fancy AF tots.
Fancy AF tots.
Three fried hash browns topped with caviar, crema fresh.
I'm guessing.
F-R-I-C-H?
Yeah, fresh. Right. Fresh.
And chives. How much do you think that cost you?
$50?
$75.
I was going to say, the caviar is the...
Hash browns with caviar.
I just,
yeah. I mean, I'm a little bit ghetto. I'm a little bit rich.
If you're really eating caviar, you're like, man, we really could use some hash browns right
that's
now.
What,
you're like, that's just,
that, no, that would is, elevate this.
This is a new thing where caviar is like having a massive moment, not just with the ultra rich, but like all the food influencers. And it's like, oh, we're doing bumps of caviar. It's like, look, I've had caviar.
It's not great.
It's not that great.
You know,
and
like,
also,
but it's like having Alaskan king crab and like, oh, I got to have Vienna sausages with this. It just doesn't make any sense to put those two things
hash
together.
Browns.
Let's see. Up in Vancouver, you can get a maple bacon smoky.
Makes sense there.
It's a smoked sausage topped with bacon onion jam and maple syrup.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Also in Vancouver, besides the little, besides the plant-based.
Besides the bull-ass.
Right. Poutine. You can get short rib poutine.
Ooh. Okay.
That sounds
now
great.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, exactly. That would be super delicious.
I'm in for that.
What else do they have? Ooh. The Twinkie Cheeseburger in Los Angeles. It's a cheeseburger topped with bacon-wrapped jalapeno, stuffed with brisket, and cream cheese.
Okay.
So this is of a Texas Twinkie-inspired, not like Twinkie the Kid
see,
Twinkie.
I can see them cutting a Twinkie down the middle and putting a hot dog in it, but I don't know how they
I bet you could put two little Smokies in there.
I bet you could.
But why would you?
I just won't remember eating it.
Right, well, Texas Twinkie is basically what they're doing, right, with the bacon-wrapped jalapeno, the brisket, and the cream cheese.
God, that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of good stuff. And then I like this one. They just add this to the list, too. They go, lastly, worst of all, these are kind of ridiculous stuff. $20 beers, as they say. In Mexico, for example, minimum wage is around $18. So you're paying more for a beer than you
then
are
you
for
get paid, right?
Yeah. Well, at least our minimum wage is higher than most places here.
Mm-hmm.
I did see a guy traveling. I forget where he was from, but he was in Atlanta. And he's just like, why are your concessions so much cheaper? It was like the third game. Because Atlanta, again,
oh, right,
they
Atlanta,
do a great job of specifically having like affordable items. They have crazy stuff too, right? You can spend $25 and some.
But you can also not, right? They give you the option of not going broke.
Correct.
Hear that climate pledge?
Well, the thing is, and nobody wants to hear this. Well, nobody on the business side wants to hear it because they can't get their head out of the mud. Atlanta, again, they offered all that and they found out they made more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Because more people spent money.
And more people came to show up because they could afford it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a blank idea. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.